Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Nothing makes us more aware of our mortality than the passage of time. No one can stop time. No one can cheat time. Time itself eventually becomes a weapon in the hands of the curse of sin for every single human life. The human race may party it up at the turn of every new year, pretending to celebrate the possibilities of the year that stretches out ahead of us. However, in many ways, the fol-de-rol of this holiday is nothing much more than playing inspiring music on the deck of the Titanic as it sinks. In the deepest corners of every human soul, the knowledge lurks that this universe is coming to an end, that it needs to come to an end, and that it is only a matter of time. I know that's quite a downer as a way to begin a New Year's Eve devotion. But it is a singular verse of our New Testament epistle lesson that has drawn me into this sober mood. And so I'd ask you to turn your attention there once again to the letter of Peter in your worship folder. And as I read it for you again, try to pick out which verse I'm referring to. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. It's almost impossible to miss it, isn't it? Look at verse 24 again. I read that verse and it sticks in my head for days after every time I read it. We build our lives all around making our mark in this world, making a difference. And I guarantee you that at this moment, millions of people across the world are examining their lives and contemplating how they might make their own lives and the lives of those around them better in the coming year. And there are likely just as many who are contemplating how they can make a bigger impact, a bigger mark on the world around them than they have made in their lives thus far. But you know what? History actually tells us clearly that very, very, very few of them will accomplish anything in their lifetimes that will much be remembered by anybody other than their nearest loved ones and friends and possibly those they've worked with long after their life here is over. The scripture says here, it even takes it one step further. It says here, all men, all human beings, told in a quote from Isaiah the prophet, all men are like grass. In everything that they say and they do, it will all fade away. Eventually, every one of them, along with all of their words and all of their acts and all of their marks, will just simply fade away like the flowers of the field. They will wither and they will fall. What a perfect contemplation for a New Year's Eve. Retrospectives of the past year will list all of the trends, all of the newsmakers, the fashions and the big finds, the movements and the movers and the shakers. In the last few nights, I stumbled across an episode of The Tonight Show from the week of New Year's of my seventh grade year. That's a long time ago, more than 40 years. It was interesting to me. It struck me how many of the issues of the day were exactly the same as the issues of our day, because human beings really haven't figured much out at all. And the other thing that struck me was, over the course of that hour, how many of the things that were on the minds of the host and the guests were things that really didn't matter much beyond that moment in time, and certainly are of no consequence now, over 40 years later. It was all just expended breath that filled an hour-long episode. We need to see our lives soberly and honestly. We need to see our lives day by day the way our God sees us and the way His eternal truth exposes us. And that's what Peter is intending in this section of his letter. Peter wants us to clearly see that the word of the Lord, the timeless, eternal word of the Lord, stands alone in its place, its appropriate place in our lives. It needs to set the tone for our priority making and our relationship building. And Peter clearly points us away from all human influences, human shaping of our thoughts and our priorities and our principles, and toward a timeless truth. Truths that have already eternally changed us. What a blessing that those who were charged with choosing the scripture lessons for the Church of the Ages for New Year's Eve decided on these words. They point us clearly away from all of the frivolity that we would be tempted to fill our evening with, and toward the deep, the timeless, the truly saving. And if you look closely at these words, Peter is offering us the timeless saving truth of God as an already accomplished reality in our lives. The truth of God has provided us complete forgiveness, complete freedom from our guilt, complete salvation in the person and the work of Jesus Christ. And it is that very word that has already convinced us to trust and obey this timeless truth of God's word in its entirety. Peter makes it clear that for us it is confidence in that timeless, enduring word the proclamation of God's mercy and unconditional commitment to us that prompts in us a willing obedience, an intentional priority, a timeless proclamation. It will make the difference in the way we live our lives every day of every year in this slowly wilting world. A world that, surprise, is actually growing darker, not lighter, with every passing year. So this devotion is not intended to be the down and out burger of doom that will cause you New Year's indigestion. It's really quite the opposite. Once again, here, God's word points directly at a problem, a malady in us, in every one of us, and in the world in which we live, and points us equally carefully to the one and only answer. You and I don't need to wonder and worry about the coming year and whether we will manage some way to be our better selves in 2019. On our own, we surely will never accomplish such a thing, because He's clearly told us here On our own, apart from a relationship with God, we are nothing but grass. Short term, temporary, already on the fade. Rather, with God's eternal word standing in our midst, standing clearly at the center of our lives to cleanse us and to guide us, as Peter prescribes it here, we certainly will know that 2019 will be a year in which we will grow to be more reliant on God's love and His forgiveness, more ready to understand and bathe ourselves in the love of God in a way that will easily lead us to loving Him better, loving those around us better, loving everyone that crosses our path better than we ever have before. Time will pass, and we too will fade, because we too are nothing but grass. But God's word will stand forever, offering eternal answers to eternal souls. Every New Year's Eve that it is read, and every day that this world continues to revolve, until our Lord comes and the eternal realities He's promised us in this enduring word, every one of them will be a reality. We're all but grass. God and His word are our eternal hope, our eternal reality. Amen.